Since how long have you been playing your little Laganetto?
Laganetto, me here with nearly 62, Italy, me broken the leg. Have accident in the leg.
Yes.
After me here in the bed, play choreo, you learn it myself.
You learned it yourself?
Yes.
Who gave you?
My father.
Your father did?
My father, a long time ago.
He said, here, Vince, Vincenzo, have this.
Yes.
To occupy your time.
Yeah. Nearly 62, after when they come here, forget, you know, not play no more. After having a tarantella dance, the Clemente di Pasquale, having a dance, Colina Garefa, and now she's coming again, a play.
Yeah, and was it hard to pick up again?
Oh, no, it's not.
You remembered.
Me remember, you know, me play in my head, you know, in the area, you know.
did your father play?
Yes.
Ah, he was accustomed then to the sound of it.
Same blood. You know.
Because it can be, yeah, because it can be a difficult instrument to learn, can't it?
Oh, yeah, different, you know, a lot of instrument, yes, yeah.
A lot of practice.
A lot of practice, I know.
Did he send you out of the house? Go and practice somewhere
else. Sometimes he offers, hey, get out here. Now it's me one. We're not hearing nothing, you know, I'm a player, that's it. That's me. Enjoy myself.
Because they are loud,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah.
It's very hard to play one of these things. I know, I've had one in our house. No.
Yeah, you hear one?
Well, yes, not very well, though, I have to say. Joe, what's the instrument that you've got there?
It's the same. These are button accordions, of course, a little bit different to the piano accordion. They're very unique. That is that, and they are tricky because they get a different. They give you a different note if you're drawing out, or if you're squeezing in, the same button will give you two notes. So if you're playing a tune,
you've got to know which direction you're heading.
You've got to remember what note you want to fit in, and so you've got to remember whether you want to draw out or squeeze in. So they are very tricky, and but they're very traditional, and they're very much loved right across Italy.
And across a lot of cultures, in fact. You know,
well,
it's
that's true.
Very popular.
Yes. Mm. So you get a big variety of these Laganetto, as it's called. You know, even beyond Italy, France and the Scandinavian countries, they all have their own styles and they have their own way of playing them.
When you play publicly, what sort of response do you get from people?
Oh, you just can't help but tap your foot or start bouncing to the tune. Yeah, they're so lively. They're just... Yeah, they're an amazing little instrument, actually.
Can we hear some? You going to play something for us this morning?
Yeah.
What would you like to play, Vince?
Tarantella.
Tarantella.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Take it away. We've got here in the studio, Joe Blefari and Vince.
You want to sing it too?
Oh, well, I'll give it a go.
Ballati a ballati, giovani siete maritati, e se non ballati buono, non vi canto, non vi sono, non vi canto bello, se ne vai. Hey! Nai, 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 stai venendo di carnevale, e non puoi andare a casetta, non mi lascia camminare, non puoi andare a casetta, non mi lascia camminare. Madonna di Lurito, quanto corre sta umara, e me leva lo cannito, non ti faccio ciuffanara, me leva lo cannito, non ti faccio ciuffanara. Ora prima, vai! Quello mesurati, ora prima, via!
Yeah!
Thanks very much. Thank you.
We just heard there Vince Leonardo. Vince, what was that all about? I heard America, I heard... Husband and wife and beautiful and water and...
When you're married.
Yeah, yeah.
When drink
someone's
wine.
Life history.
Yeah, when drink wine.
Drinking the wine. That's
nice test.
Which part of Italy is that song from?
Reggio Calabria, Pomantina.
And we were dancing to that all along as well, I might add.
Yes.
Weren't we, Vince?
Yes. Last week.
Which is what we do.
Have a good festival, San Giuseppe. Everybody enjoying.